Welcome to the show. This is your host, David Yanez. You are listening to Midwatch with the Rev. Thank you so much for tuning in here. We believe that God is going to touch you, God is going to use you, and God's going to do some awesome things in your life. Our address is P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. And today's topic is on leadership. I know you may have heard the broadcast that me and my brother did last Wednesday or yesterday, and it was a beautiful broadcast, a first broadcast that actually had no problems that we recorded with each other. Every time we try and record something together, we tend to have an issue trying to get a hold of everyone else, to get a hold of the right signal and stuff. And even last week when we had all the Christian rap artists come by the studio, we had a beautiful show, but a very bad sound. How many of you know that if the sound's horrible, people are going to just realize that, and they're going to recognize that it's not working, that it's not working at all, and that they're probably going to change the channel if it's distorted, and you don't want that. I mean, we try hard to get people in to the studio and into the station, so we want to make sure that everyone is able to listen to a good, clean broadcast, no matter what. No matter what. Amen. So we did a good show, and I hope you heard it. If not, you can listen to it on our archives. It's loaded already, and you should be able to hear it and understand it and see what's going on and what's happening with it. So today's topic is leadership. And yesterday we talked on basically trying to make sure you had someone in your life and someone that can help not govern you but help work with you to try and get through different things out there and try and get things working in your life. So if you're like me, you may be a little stubborn, and that's fine. That's perfectly fine. Stubbornness God can use. The stubbornness that refuses to be corrected and the stubbornness that refuses to be a part of God's plan and refuses just to have its own will, now that's the one that God has to deal with. That's the person that God has to touch. God has to change. God has to make something happen in their life. So no matter what, you have to be able to open up your heart, open up your mind, open up your believing of what's going to happen. Now remember, October 23rd, we're having our open house. I know we've been sending out some emails, and we've been sending out invites and stuff. So I'm going to send out another mass email today, and we're going to try and get that done and try and get some email addresses and get some confirmations of people coming by. But it's just an open house at the station. If you're available, please come by. Please come by. I want to be able to have you come in. We'll be able to do the show, and we'll be able to actually put together a great, great program while you're there. We're going to have the lines are going to be open for 3 hours. We're going to have people calling in that have been guests on our shows. We're going to have people calling in that host their own shows. And we're going to have people coming through the studio, and we're going to have pizza and probably some drinks. Of course, some drinks and maybe some cookies. And we're just going to have a good old grand old time at the station. And that's going to be October 23rd, open house from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock at 7811 FM 1960. That's Metro Church. That's right after Lake Houston Parkway on, as you're going into Huffman, on 1960, look to your left. We'll be there before the bridge. Or we're two lights before the bridge. So if you could remember that, that'd be good. 7811 FM 1960. Mike Salazar is supposed to be calling in. We're holding off for his call, seeing what he's going to be doing. I'm going to pull up a couple of articles. We're going to go over them and see what's... Let me get this thing loaded up. And we are on our chat tango if you want to chat with us. We're there. We have no messages, so we keep going on. Amen. We keep going on. We keep going on. Now, there was an article that I wanted to talk to you about. and didn't know where I could start from, but I guess I can see where it takes us. And it's just talking about the morality of America and time of transparency. This is a authorship by Ken Connor. It's called The Time for Transparency is Now. The Time for Transparency is Now. Educate and inform the whole mass of the people. They are the only sure reliance for the preservation of our liberty. Thomas Jefferson. The principle of informed consent is well established in American law and life. Whether preparing to undergo surgery or to take out a loan, consumers have a right for full disclosure of the risk consequences associated with a transaction. Only after the consumer has reviewed such information and been informed of the relevant facts he be deemed to have given his consent to proceed. Imagine then going to the hospital for a major surgery only to be told by your doctor that you are not smart enough to understand the implications of your operation, that even if you were, he doesn't want to take the time to explain them to you before you go under the knife. Or suppose you ask your local car dealer for a test drive of the vehicle you were considering purchasing before you actually signed on the bottom line and he refused, accusing you of stalling and denying your opportunity to test the merchandise before you bought it. Only a fool would continue under such circumstances. Nevertheless, when it comes to the business of American people transacted by our representatives of Capitol Hill, the public is embracing just this kind of treatment. For years, lawmakers of both sides of the aisle have trampled on the principle of transparency by ramming legislation through Congress without giving the American people time to read it. And if certain lawmakers have their way, that's exactly what will happen with the current health care reform effort. And this is an article by Ken Connor on the Christian Post. You can find it there. Last week, Republicans in both houses of Congress attempted to shed some much needed light on the legislative process at a crucial time in our nation's history. An amendment quickly defeated in the Senate Finance Committee would have required the health care bill to be fully written, evaluated by the Congressional Budget Office, and posted on the internet for a minimum of 72 hours before lawmakers could cast their votes. A similar proposal introduced in the House of Representatives would require a 72-hour window of public review of all legislation being considered for passage. Now that would be nice, be able to review it and at least say, hey, we looked at it, instead of letting just, you know, so many people vote on it and read it and agree on it as a whole. That's pretty good. Perhaps Democrats are architects of the legislation in question are wildly opposed to such measures, despite the fact that American people are facing a massive overhaul of 20% of the national income. Legislative poobahs insist that they do not have the time and we do not have the intelligence to engage in such a process. Now that's kind of offensive. According to Senator John Kerry, the legacy in which congressional legislation is written would be unintelligible to the majority of the American public. Max Baucus insists that the time required to post legislation online and the 72-hour waiting period will cause an unacceptable delay in addressing the health care crisis threatened in America. Now the health care crisis has been with America forever. So what is another month or 2 months going to do? That's all a bunch of lies. That's my opinion. That's a bunch of craziness. And that's crazy. I think it's crazy that they do that. I think it's crazy that they end up calling those kind of things. And we're just talking about this kind of stuff. This article sets a tone for this show. And I'm going to call my pastor real quick. And see what he's doing, because I don't see Pastor Mike giving us a call. We're going to call. Let's see. My pastor's number. I told you, I don't have it by memory. I just dial it on speed dial. We're going to call him real quick. We're going to see what's going on. Let's see if he's available. Anyway, I feel like talking a little politics today. I feel like talking a few minutes of politics. We'll see what he's got to say. Maybe he's busy.
Hello.
Hey, Pastor, this is David. How are you?
Hey.
Hey, is it okay if we put you on the air?
Right now?
Yeah, what are you doing? Are you driving?
Well, I just got through with the funeral and driving home.
Oh, cool. That's fine. We can talk to you while you're driving. You got a few minutes? We won't stay long.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, we're talking about politicians, and we're talking about this healthcare thing, and talking about Congress thinking that we're too intellectual to be able to understand any bills passed. Instead, there were, I was reading an internet article that said that that they should be able to post the legislations online for 72 hours before voting on it, and they denied that legislation, and they're saying that actually Senator John Kerry thinks that we're not intellectual enough to handle that. What do you think about that?
Well, I would, first of all, I disagree. I say the American people are well able to do that, but I don't believe he really believes that. Let me tell my pastor here. I'm on the radio right now. I believe that he's just saying that because they want to put something bad in people, and they don't want the American people to know what's in those bills, because they're afraid they won't be able to get them passed because of the public outcry if everybody knew what was in there.
Absolutely. So what do you think right now of the current administration? You can be open. We won't censor you.
Well, I would just, instead of going away from, you know, he made this quote right before he was in the office. We're just a few days away from fundamentally changing this nation. And I believe this nation does not need to be changed except for to go back to the fundamentals of our founding fathers. And so I'm really, my thinking is totally opposite from his. The White House policy now is they're going to have a holiday tree instead of a Christmas tree, and you can't have any ornaments on it that have any kind of religious implication. He passed up National Day of Prayer, but he let the Muslims come and pray. And so I just think he needs to get saved.
Amen. Now, do you think this president is a Christian president or a Muslim president?
Well, I don't know if he's a Muslim president, but I don't think he knows Jesus.
Yeah, I think that a lot of people are trying to question what his actions have been lately on a lot of the things.
I'd love for him to receive Jesus right now while he was in office. That would be wonderful.
Amen. And what about the Homeland Security thing that you were mentioning to me the other day?
Oh, yeah, he's named a couple of devout Muslims to keep post in the Homeland Security. That's sort of like the fox guarding the hen house.
We got to pray. If anything, that's going to make us Christians pray more, correct?
That's right.
Okay, Pastor. Well, thank you for your few minutes. We love you. God bless you.
Thanks, David.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that was my pastor, David Hope. We're still waiting for Pastor Mike Salazar to call. I don't see his call coming in, so we're just going to continue on with the show, and we're going to see what else we can do. But yeah, that's our opinion. I was trying to stir up some conversation there, but Pastor kind of busy trying to get some things done. Like he just came out of a funeral, so he's trying to get the all the process taken care of that. And you got to respect that. You got to respect that. I'm glad he was able to take a few minutes with us and take the call and be able to be blessed with that. Amen. Amen, my friends. Amen. Let's go to another article. I think that one pretty much speaks for itself. I'm not much in the politics as far as the preaching part of it, and I probably just go with a few like opinions and stuff, just viewing things on the side and stuff like that. And remember about our webinar. It's coming up starting October 29th. We're going to have a monthly webinar, and I call it webinar, who knows. And we're going to be able to see us broadcast our show live. This will be about a 30-40 minute webinar. The title of this one is The Attraction of the Married Christian Man or Woman. Why do they attract him? Why do they draw you to him? What's the appeal? Why can't you be attracted to someone that's not married? And that's what we're going to talk about, and that's what we're going to teach on. So hopefully everything works well. And we got the video set up. If not, it will be on audio, but for sure it'll be on. Regardless, we're going to have that on. We're going to make sure that people can hear it and people can understand it. Now, my friends, there's idolatry in America. Let's read this. The Ten Commandments. Now, this is from the Christian Post. This is from Audrey Barek. The Ten Commandments may seem like archaic laws that need a little updating, but they are so relevant today as they were several millennia ago, one pastor suggested. Let's scrap the Ten Commandments, says John Weeks, a writer from San Bernardino County's The Sun. Some of them are plainly silly, based as they are upon ancient obsessions with farm animals and statues that most of us have moved well beyond. Now, we don't work our oxes or donkeys on the Sabbath. No, we covet our neighbor's oxes or donkeys, and very few of us worship statues anymore. Though that may be true, many people that do not keep the Sabbath, and some have replaced the statues with pop icons, food, or beauty. Mark Driscoll, preaching pastor at Mars Hill Church in Seattle, defines an idol as something or someone that occupies the place of God in a person's life. It's permanent, prominent, the center of your life, gives you identity, meaning, value, purpose, love, significance, and security, he told ABC's Nightlines. When the Bible uses the word idol, that's what it's getting at. If you worship alcohol, you become an alcoholic. If you worship food, you become glutton. If you worship pleasure, you become a sex addict, Driscoll continued. All the modern vernacular is really not dealing with the root issue of idolatry. Something or someone is permanent other than God. The second commandment, that thou shalt not have other gods before me, may be the most relevant commandment of all. The Seattle pastor told ABC, which is doing a series on the Ten Commandments and how they apply to modern life. Now, this is the second article that I've read about the ABC Nightline doing the article on the Ten Commandments and the relevance of the life. So maybe you should tune into ABC and check that out. Idolatry, he said, shows itself in our culture in how we idolize celebrities, athletes, food, family, sex, money, relationships, and achievements, or rather what we call the American culture. Human sacrifices during the Old Testament time may be equivalent to millions of people today sacrificing their health for their job, income, or certain lifestyle. He noted, worshiping statues may equivalent to the millions who mourned the death of pop star Michael Jackson this past summer. That's true. That is so true. When his face is on your t-shirt and when you listen to his music for hours, which you give large sums of money to him personally, when his death caused you to go into a sleep deprivation, and you have a collection of memorabilia, I think you've walked in from another culture. You would say that there's a very curious God they've chosen, Driscoll said to ABC. Idolatry, he warned, ultimately destroys because the idols invariably disappoint. They aren't perfect. They aren't continually faithful. They do not endure forever. Offering Jesus as the answer to all of the idolatry, Driscoll said, Jesus gives you what idols take. Jesus gives new life while idols destroy the life. And Jesus redeems and heals while idols break apart people and relationships. ABC kicked off the Ten Commandments series last month with a debate between Pastor Ed Young, a fellowship church in Grapevine, Texas, and AshleyMadison.com founder Noel Biderman on the topic of adultery. The segment on adultery aired this past Monday. Well, God bless you, my friends. That's a crazy one. The Ten Commandments. You're going to see a lot of things happening out there. A lot of things based on morale, based on decisions that people have made, based on how we try and keep our faith in the times that we're in. It's crazy. It's crazy, my friends. Thousands of people are out there that have different ideas than you and I do. And they don't believe that as the times get close to Jesus coming back, there's going to be less belief of his principles and what he stands for. It's time to start doing things for God. Amen. It's time to start trying to make ourselves more available. Make ourselves available for God. There has to be something that you can do. There has to be. Now, our address is Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172. I haven't heard from any of y'all. I have heard had some emails from some people that are listening in the middle of the nights and here and there. And that's a blessing. That's a blessing. I've heard that. But I haven't heard from anyone else that has wanted to share with us or get a part of us or do anything like that. And we're going to talk about that. But one thing I wanted to bring up was, we know we're being heard in India and in Pakistan and all these other places, and I can't help but to look at those places on the map today. I can't help but to try and figure out what's going on in those areas. Try and figure out what's going on in those places and how they're doing and stuff. And we're going to read some articles on that and talk about that. And I have 1 week of natural disasters stunned small countries. We're going to hear the quick commercial, and we'll be right back. God bless.
Hi, this is David Yannis, host of MidWatch with the Rev, and General Station Manager for Rev Media Network. Just want to tell you about GodChristianTalent.com. Again, that is GodChristianTalent.com. It is a website that has a database full of actors, actresses, models, singers, people that have unusual talent, or just any normal talent from any normal Christian person that wants to be used by God. GodChristianTalent.com. They could be just help workers. It could be anything that you need. If you can just go ahead and log on at GodChristianTalent.com and view what we have on there. God bless you. Thank you. Hi, this is David Yannis, the host of MidWatch at the Rev and the station manager for RevMediaNetwork.com. Just want to take a few minutes to talk to the pastors out there and the ministers out there and the missionaries out there and the Bible teachers out there that have these books all stored up inside their brain, stored up on their material, stored up on their computer desk that have not been able to get published or have not been able to even get out to the public in any form. I have a publishing department. It is called Rev Media Publishing. It is a subsidiary of Revelation Ministries. It has been publishing a book since 2005. We've been able to create templates, been able to typeset, be able to get ISDNs. We've been able to get all the information that you need to get your book published. This is a great opportunity for those people that do have books that are ready to go. Go to RevMediaPublishing.com. Again, that is RevMediaPublishing.com to find out more information about our programs, more information about our packages. But let me tell you this. Many of us have sermons that have been preached, and we have written down. How about you take those sermons, you put them together, and you make yourself a book. And you get this book, and this book is available to millions of people through Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, through your own website, through our website, and his network around the world. Wouldn't God want the Word of God that he gave you inspirationally to put that sermon together available again and again and again and again? Not only is it a tape or a CD, but it's in book format, and you can take it anywhere. You don't need no electronic devices, just a little bit of light, and you can read your book. Go to RevMediaPublishing.com. Again, that is RevMediaPublishing.com.
Welcome back to the show. This is your host, David Yannis, and you're listening to MidWatch with the Rev. And we're just here at the station seeing what's going on and seeing how things are running. One thing I want to read you, we know we shared this yesterday, and I went ahead and looked at some other websites to try to figure out where else is going on, but a week of natural disaster stuns small countries. And this is on CBN.com. This is written by Eric Stackelbeck. I believe that's how you pronounce his name. And it says, aid workers continue to search for survivors in Indonesia and Samoa as those two islands nations trying to pick up the pieces from this week's devastating natural disasters. Meanwhile, in the storm-ravaged Philippines, villagers are bracing for a possible super typhoon. Indonesia's governor warns that the death toll will climb much higher. Thousands of people are still missing. The search will continue for weeks. Over 500 buildings took heavy damage. Some were completely leveled. All the buildings on the side collapsed. The other side collapsed. Then the fires began. Quake survivor Libis Marcellus said, "There was one bit of good news. Amid the carnage, a teenage girl was found alive after spending 40 hours beneath a pile of rubble. but the situation otherwise is grim. President Barack Obama is pledging his support. And this is, my administration has been touched by the government of Indonesia to make it clear that the United States stands ready to help in this time of need. And that is crazy. And this is happening everywhere. We got India, we got Pakistan, we got places getting flooded. We had our own floodings here in the U.S., up in Atlanta. And it's crazy. It's crazy. The storms are getting crazy. Like I said, there's a lot more storms out there. There's a lot more families that are needing help. And as I shared on the radio yesterday, that when you see the heart being hit, it is important. It is important that we go ahead and try, that we try and bring the gospel out. Because it is when the person gets hit the most, or when they get broken, is when God will always minister. That is when God will always minister, is when the person is broken. And families are being broken right now. Not only are they going to see the goodness of your heart when you send them finances, but they're going to send you, and they send them food, and you support an organization, but you're going to see the goodness of your heart when you actually bring, well, I hear a thunder outside, I'm getting a little squirried here, when you actually bring in the harvest to them, which is the word of God, we're going to be able to find that. We're able to see that. Amen. We're going to be able to touch that. Well, Pastor Mike didn't call, and maybe something came up, and maybe not. So let's give him a call. Let's see what he's doing. Let's see if he picks up. You want to try that? I'm willing to try it. Okay, well, I can't get a hold of anyone. I had to went offline for a sec to try and see if I can get someone. And it looks like we can't get things running on the phone calls. What's going on with that? Come on, man. We need some people out there that are going to call in. I'm not talking to you, my group. I'm talking about to the ministers that I've talked to before to call. You know, things, now I'm gonna go on record to say, if it's an appointment's important to you, you're going to remember it. I've always been trained that, always been told that. If it's important, you're going to remember it. You don't have to be reminded of an appointment, amen? You don't have to be reminded of something you got to get done. But good things that are happening is at the church, and what we're trying to do is we got a young group called Yanyo Ministry. Yanyo is You're Not Your Own, is the title of their CD. Sons of Thunder is a title, I believe, of their ministries. I get confused. But anyway, it's Stephen and Shane. Stephen and Shane, and they're awesome. They're really good at what they do and on the rapping and stuff. And we had a good response on the radio with their show. Even though the sound wasn't all that, I was sharing that with you earlier, their sound wasn't all that great. And that wasn't their fault. It was the microphones were hooked up wrong. But we fixed them, and now they came out pretty good. But I want to let you know that they're going to be helping our youth, and that's a good thing. We're always looking for youth people. We're always looking for people to get ministered to and to touch and to do things. So it's pretty good that when people decide that they're going to help and do stuff, that they follow through, and they look like they're going to be winners, hopefully. They're going to be winners. So we're looking for some children church people to help us now. We had everything else. And I know that everything is kind of crazy. And we're trying to get people to help and stuff. But I was trying to get a hold of Mike Salazar so we can try. He was doing something on his prayer meetings and stuff. And I thought that was pretty good. But that's not going to happen. We're already halfway done with our show. Let me see if I can get a hold of him. Give me 1 second. We'll see if we get him on the phone. We have Pastor Mike Salazar on the line with us. Say hi, Mike.
Hey, how y'all doing, Network? It's good to be with you guys again this week.
Well, I mean, it's a blessing always to have you. And, hey, Pastor Mike, we're going to be having our open house at the station on October 23rd between 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. We want you to come by.
That'd be great. That'd be great. I'm actually looking at my calendar right now as we speak, and it's a Friday, and I'm wide open.
Okay, well, pencil us in there, or pin us in, so don't change. But we're gonna have a show for 3 hours. We're gonna have pizza there and some drinks for everybody, and just kick back. And we're gonna have different show show host and guests that have been on their show. They're going to be calling in or coming in, and you're definitely tops on the list there. Bring your Bible and bring your game, and we're going to do some ministering.
That'd be great. That'd be great, Dave. Looking forward to it.
Hey, Pastor, we were talking about making a difference and doing things to reach people's out there. I know we always talk about leadership, and I wanted to go a different way with it today, just a little, if we could. And just tell us what you're doing on Thursday night, because I think that the listeners need to hear the impact that you're having in your community.
Sure. One of the things we do with our midweek service is that we normally have a prayer time with our church, and in that, myself and some of the leaders will take time together praying with our church as a whole, our community, because we just don't have the works, we have the faith also. We're doing that. You know, that's one thing that we try and, you know, teach leaders. It's good to believe, but, you know, I mean, it's good to do the stuff, but it's also good to believe in prayer. You know, I believe you got to have a faith first. You got to have that time in prayer. You know, and I think that's what makes us effective, is that we do spend time in prayer, you know, praying over our community, praying for God to give us the insight and understanding how to reach our community, you know, because every community is different. You know, they have different culture backgrounds, different ethnic backgrounds, different financial backgrounds. So we have to be kind of creative in our community. Our community is about 90% Hispanic. And we see the community changing. There's more of a Latino flair to it, and it's more English-speaking Hispanic people. And so our church is a predominant English church that speaks English, and so that kind of helps out also with what's happening here in the community for us to be able to continue to reach the community. So we also have kids classes, and we've got some wonderful staff that are involved in that, and just a variety of things. Usually our prayer starts at 7, usually end at 8:30 every day, the prayer and the classes. So, you know, that's it in a nutshell. You know, from time to time we'll break up, and we'll either have a time of discipleship and training, or, you know, or even we'll have our time of outreaches during our midweek service. So we haven't really quite concreted out what we need to do, but we use that to be more mobile, to be more to be more effective whatever way we can in our midweek service, David.
Now, what's the title of the service? I know that you have a particular title for the Thursday nights now.
Yes. Our Thursday night is called Vertical, and where we get that from is we know vertical means to go upward. And I remember growing up in the church and hearing, you know, pastors and leaders always pray, you know, what goes up must come down. So, you know, we believe that in prayer, you know, that as it says in Matthew 7:7, that whatever we ask for in prayer, we shall receive. If we knock, the door shall be open, and receive the Lord, and we shall find him. So, you know, really our prayer is to be able to go vertical, you know, in our prayers. You know, I always tell our church that it seems like, you know, for most churches, you know, it's kind of more on family night, the midweek service. But for us, I like to tell our church our midweek prayer service is probably our most important service throughout the week, because we believe that, you know, the prayer night sets the tempo for our weekend services. So, you know, really in that, we just, we come believing God as a church, and, we push out, but we take it on Sundays. So, you know, praise God as we pray and believe God for a celebration, a time of jubilation in our Sunday morning services. Take time also to pray over any type of events that are happening throughout the month. Like, one of the things we've been really praying a lot about is our Halloween outreach that we're going to have at the end of the month, which has become a very fruitful and effective outreach we do. It started off small, but it seemed like this thing has just blown up. We're kind of anticipating anywhere from 500 to 700 children coming through this outreach. But, you know, it's so simple. We give candy out or Bibles and literature to the church, inviting them to come up to the church. It's real simple. The beauty of this night is that, you know, you don't have to go very far. The people all come out in the neighborhood to the streets.
Amen.
So we do our best to connect with our community, and we try and use as many of those holiday events to try and reach out. So,
what kind of activity? What kind of activities do you have at the outreach?
Just simple things. You know, we'll normally develop more of a block party atmosphere where there's lighting, there's food, there's all kind of games. I mean, just simple things to give us the ability to connect with our neighbors, to be able to help us to love our neighbors. You know, I think that's one of the things that today, a lot of times when you try and help people, you know, they're always like, well, what's the catch? For us, I've always taught our church, you know, we've got to learn to love people without strings attached. You know, we've got to learn to give to people without getting any strings attached. And I think today, you know, lost people are like, they're not used to people doing things just out of the compassion of their hearts. You know, they're always thinking, okay, here, you know, where's the catch in this? You know,
yes.
Where is the strings attached in this? You know, you're trying to give me something. You know, surely you want something from me. And I always try and teach our church, you know, no matter what, no matter what we do in the community, no matter whether people come or not, we're not doing it to get people. We're doing it to be an expression of the hand of Jesus, to people, giving to people, serving people. You know, and I think that today, you know, I think I see a lot of pastors and leaders where they do something to get something out of it. For us, we do it no matter whether we get people or not.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
For sure, we know. I know that literally thousands of people have come to Christ over the last 6 years because of our outreach. I know that. And we've seen them saved in our altars, and we've seen them, you know, I know in my heart they've been saved at their houses, because no matter what outreach they come to, the community event we're involved with, we always give them an opportunity to come to Christ, whether through, you know, through a corporate prayer or just through simple literature we put in their bags. You know, people, you know, one of the things I was even telling our church this past Sunday is that I believe in getting the Bible out into our communities. I mean, that's something else that I would say. We've pushed out thousands of Bibles into our community, because I'm, you know, it's always interesting, you know, David, when I see, I'm sorry, David, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Go ahead. Keep going.
Yeah, you know, I've always noticed that, you know, I've seen today where, you know, people are hurting, you know, they go looking for their Bible.
Yeah.
It's just like in hotels, you know, it's a Gideon Bible in most hotels. Well, for some reason, people go to a hotel, they do a lot of contemplating, they do a lot of thinking, and some people go there just to kind of get away from their pain. In reality, they always find a Gideon Bible in there.
Yeah.
So we kind of try and know that, you know, hey, we've done our part by pushing the Bible into the community. You know, and that's really our prayer, is to get the word out, get the salvation out, the opportunity for people to come to Christ. And you know, I would say if we do our part, God will do the rest.
Amen. How long y'all been doing the Halloween outreach?
David, I would say this is like our fourth year in doing this, and it's actually grown, you know, to a you know, an exponential rate, and you know, praise God. But we just started out as a simple fellowship with a few of our neighbors, has turned into a community thing.
That's great.
So you, so we're just kind of keeping it simple and practical, and you know, we're not trying to, you know, as I always say, we're not trying to support the people, but we are trying to love on them.
Yeah.
You know, I realize that if I could just put a smile on their face for an hour, or half hour, or a few minutes, then I've done my part. You know, I always believe that God already has always told me, if I'll show up, he'll show up.
That's,
you know, if I
that's
do my part, God will do his part.
And you'll have this on a Halloween day?
Yes, on Halloween night, actually, at 5 o'clock on October 31st.
Wow.
Right here in the Montague community.
See, that's good, because I know a lot of out of churches, they have like a fall festival. Like our church, Metro Church, we're going to have a fall festival, but this is like 2 weeks before even Halloween.
Right.
And hardly some of them even have it on the same day. And that's good. I mean, that's good, because they're going to be walking around. They're going to be out with their kids and stuff. And it's a perfect
that's
time
right.
to say, hey, man, are you thirsty? You need something to drink? I know you're tired probably walking those kids around. And they see you.
Yeah.
And plus, they see you ministering to their kids. And that always touches a family when you touch the kids.
That's one. Right. You know, that's the one thing that I've noticed, is that it doesn't take a lot of effort to get out into the fields when you realize the harvest is coming out. You know, they're coming out of their caves, they're coming out of their homes, you know, they're coming out of their boxes, per se. You know, one of the things that we've analyzed here recently is that normally from December till Easter, from 2009 to 2010, will be a time when our nation, their hearts are most open to hearing the gospel. You know, from the birth of Jesus during the Christmas holidays all the way to Easter, there's the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So I think that for a lot of churches, you know, this is our time to prepare for great things. You know, this is our time to to seize our opportunity to be the light of the world, as Matthew 5 says, to be that city on a hill and the salt of the earth. So really, I'd say, you know, for those that are listening, you know, live today on the broadcast, you know, don't miss your opportunity. Maybe God is speaking to one of our listeners today, you know, to just reach out and be creative. I always say, you know, don't look at what you don't have. Just use what you have right now. You know, I was saying that, you know, it's always interesting to see how our nation is open during the holidays from Christmas to Easter. And, I mean, it doesn't take a lot of effort. And if you're listening today to the broadcast, you can always say, don't look at what you don't have, but look at what you do have. And take that little that you have, and God will make it into much. And I remember when we started Freedom International Church, you know, we didn't have mission support. We didn't have a team of leaders. You know, I mean, all we had was the fire of God in our hearts. And God blessed our desire and our passion to be the church that He wanted us to be. So, you know, we're still, you know, we're an ever-evolving state. But, you know, praise God, you know, I found this work. We're going to go from glory to glory, from strength to strength. We're going to keep changing. So, I say this is
the
time to see
our
opportunity.
Amen. Pastor, let everybody know how they can get a hold of you.
Sure. Yes, the best way I always tell our listeners to try and get a hold of me is whether it's through Facebook or Twitter. If you're going to find me on Facebook, you can find Mike Collins on the same thing through Twitter. But do me a favor, when you direct message me, just let me know that you're listening to Red Media Network, that I know that it's you and you're one of the listeners, and I can even let our host today, David, know that, you know, you're listening in to the network and how it's impacting your life. I think it would be great. You can reach me to those areas, or you can just drop me a message at freedomintl@aol.com. So you can reach me through those ways. And if you're ever in the Houston area, come out to our Sunday morning service at 1314 West Patton at Houston, Texas, 77009.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. We hope to see you on the open house. I will talk to you next Wednesday. God bless you.
Okay. Take care, brother.
God bless. Thank you. Bye-bye. That was Pastor Mike Salazar, Freedom International Church, located in the Heights area. I don't know if you're ever out there, but if you want to make the trip, it is a good trip. Get you some good Mexican food out there. Plenty of restaurants in that area that have great food. So I recommend it. I recommend you go visit him and recommend that you take in his service. Amen. Well, I know that a lot of y'all are surprised we finally got someone on the air. And, of course, it was the faithful Mike Salazar. He's always there when we need someone. He's always there on a phone call. And, of course, we had two phone calls today, Pastor David Hope and Pastor Mike Salazar. So great pastors helping us in every way. Well, my friends, believe that's our whistle. It's been a great show. This is David Yanez, the Rev, host of Midwatch at the Rev. Tanya, thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time on the Midwatch. God bless you. Be sure to write me, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. My email address, therev@midwatchwiththerev.com. God bless you. Talk to you tomorrow. We'll be right back.